It's Inside Ouch, a little bit like the extra factor for the Ouch talk show. I'm Damon Rose. With me is Kate Monaghan, Kathleen
Hello.
Hawkins, and
Hiya.
Lee Kumutat, new for 2015. And that was a dog shaking.
That was
Hello.
Beckett.
There are two guide dogs under the table. One is Beckett, one is Josh.
Yes.
Hold
on. If we're the extra factor.
Shotgun yeah. Caroline Flack.
No, I was going to be Caroline Flack. Can I be Simon Cowell then?
Happily. You do wear your trousers just as high.
I really do.
It's post-election and we should just go through some of the headlines, outstanding things. Anne Begg MP, well-known wheelchair-using disabled campaigning person, chair of the all-party parliamentary group on equalities.
An all-round good egg.
All-round good egg has lost her seat, Scottish MP. For Labour, to the SNP's Callum McHaig, if that's how you pronounce it. Mark Harper was the Minister for Disabled People, is no longer Minister for Disabled People. What is he now?
He's now Chief Whip.
Yep.
And what's the Chief Whip?
They whip everybody into shape. No, they make sure that everybody's voting.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
They want them to.
And he's going to have a particularly important role in this government, isn't he? With just a 12-seat majority, they're going to have to keep everybody pretty tight and voting with the government's line. Otherwise, there's going to be issues. So pretty important role, really, Mark Harper has got now. Mm-hmm. I was interested, actually, over the weekend, when there was lots of speculation that Mark Harper was going to get this role, there was plenty of discussion about the fact that he used to be the immigration minister until 2014, when he had to resign because, famously, his cleaner didn't have a working visa for the UK.
That's going to haunt him, isn't it?
It's going to haunt him. But I'm sure loads of people out there, like me, lots of disabled people, are thinking, yes, but he's been disability minister for the last year. Is there no mention of that?
Well, that probably says something, doesn't it? Because there have been so many minister for disabled people under Cameron's appointment. Maybe that's why. Maybe he isn't as well known and recognised for that role. Because this new one's the fifth now.
But we do have a new Minister for Disabled People now.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned his name.
Announced this morning.
What's his name?
Justin Tomlinson.
MP for Swindon North.
That's right.
Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at what the world is saying right now on Twitter, right now, on matters of disability. And today we've tapped in Justin Tomlinson to see what the reaction from the Twitter community is. Kate?
The PM announced this on Twitter via his press office about 2 hours ago, and ever since I've been scanning the tweets, and I can't really see anything of any positivity from anyone on Twitter. And that's not just people I follow, just to be clear, we're searching for everything. A lot of people are just announcing it and asking what people think. But somebody did tweet earlier, I think it was Callia Franklin, who's at Bendy Girl, tweeted saying, oh, it's good to see the things that Justin has been active about in Parliament over the last 5 years.
And Callia's a well-known disability campaigner, isn't she?
She is, yeah. And so I clicked on her link and he's very active in sport. He's very active in banking, in employment, in emergency life-saving skills. He's been very active in that. He's been very active in libraries.
How is somebody very active in emergency life-saving skills?
He's been
skills.
Pushing to have ELS included in school curriculum, which is an important thing. And libraries, he's promoting best practice to support and sustain the long-term future of libraries. Nothing
That's a good
about,
thing.
Yeah, but nothing about disability. So I think it's questionable about why they'd put somebody in that role who's done nothing on disability, but do they have any disabled MPs to choose from?
Well, there was talk on, I read it on Able magazine about Robert Halfen getting the Minister for Disabled People role. He walks with two sticks. He's got spastic diaplegia. And they thought that he would get the role.
Yeah, so he's the MP for Harlow at the moment.
There's a Minister for Disabled People, and as of yet, there hasn't been a disabled person in that role. Now, the numbers of disabled people in government are very low anyway, aren't they? But is it necessary? Is that something that
they are
should really be pushed now?
Robert Halfen, just FYI, is now Deputy Chairman of the Conservative Party.
So he's had a big
promotion. He's had a big promotion. He's got quite a long way up, and as you say, he walks with two crutches. But he did put a bet on himself to become Prime Minister by the time before 2038. He and a friend both put a bet on when they were at school together, or at university together, I should say. And
he stands to win £500,000.
I mean, that's
I'm going to
pretty
put a
good.
Bet on myself. I'm going to back myself today that I will be MP by PM, even not even MP. I'm going all out that I will be PM by. I'm going to give myself some time.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2050.
How old can you be in 2050? How old?
No, I've got to do the maths.
70?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
What is it? Plus how many years? 45 plus years away.
Yeah.
35 years away.
So I'm interested that Justin Tomlinson put £50 down and they offered him 10,000 to 1 odds on this. So what do you think the bookies would give you as odds?
Oh, gosh, it's got to be a million to 1.
It's quite low. I mean, they must have thought something of him.
He will win £500,000 and he's obviously extremely politically motivated, was pursuing a career in politics.
I'd say from the pictures, he looks lower middle-aged. Would be my guess.
What is that?
That's shifted.
Out of interest, what do you put your lower middle-aged?
Am I lower middle-aged, Kate?
I'd say you're lower middle-aged.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know. I'd say like mid-40s.
Is middle-aged.
Yeah.
Is lower middle-aged.
I'd say he's, lower middle-aged, yeah. So I'd guess he was around mid-40s.
I think we should also mark that Esther McVeigh lost her seat, former disability minister.
We're all very sad about that. Yeah.
We're still waiting to know a little bit more about what these £12 billion worth of welfare cuts are. So we will wait with bated breath. There was some news at the end of Friday about access to work receiving changes, weren't there? But I think details need to come out a little more. Let's sit and wait. Election talk to one side. There was another very interesting story that... Who was it who found this? Was it you? Who found this in the Daily Mail?
Well, that was me. Not that I read the Daily Mail, but
skimming
often
through
on
that sidebar of shame.
It was sidebar of shame discovery, I'm afraid.
It's the newspaper of choice at the BBC, according to The Guardian.
we're proving it right, but it's
a story about parking and something that a lot of people listening may appreciate.
Yeah, it was a woman who went to Tesco. She parked in a disabled bay. She didn't have a disabled badge. She went shopping with her son. She came out and someone had left her a slightly unpleasant note on her windscreen saying something along the lines of...
Being fat and ugly doesn't count as a disability. Park elsewhere.
Ooh.
And that was Sarah Metcalfe in York.
It's strong, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the thing here is people without blue badges who park in blue badge spots drive me crazy. I think if she'd had a blue badge and maybe someone had seen her walking away and made a judgment, then that would be one thing. But she didn't have a blue badge. She says she's in the process of applying for it, but she could park there because there were spaces. I mean, I feel sad for her that they were quite so personal, but I have to say, I may have done this myself.
But she did also say that there were 40 bays in Tesco and they were pretty much all free.
That
she was in a lot of pain.
Just like park wherever you like, though.
No.
That's an awful lot of disabled bays.
Yeah, no, good on Tesco. Well done.
Mm. Yeah. But she was in a lot of pain, apparently. Really happy to just be out with her son.
But I have actually put notes on people's cars before.
This is what I was hoping we were going to come on to.
Yeah.
What have you written on notes?
Well, I was staying at a hotel once and there was only two disabled bays for the hotel. There was a lot of stuff to carry and I was feeling pretty rubbish. And the two bays, one of them was taken up with a blue badge holder and one of them was taken up by like the sportiest Ferrari you can ever imagine. And I just was not in the mood. And I saw this car park there, had no blue badge on it. I had to carry my stuff really far, walk really far when I couldn't. So I left a passive-aggressive note on his
her
dashboard.
I need details.
It wasn't the politest thing I've ever done, but I said, being a rich bleep does not count as a disability. Please think before parking in disabled bays.
I wouldn't call that passive-aggressive. I'd just call that aggressive. I was with a friend once and we were walking through a car park and in the disability space was a big van which didn't have a disabled badge on it, and he totally went red. He was furious, and he rushed back to his car, got a notepad and paper out, and wrote, well, I can't say the word, but the strongest swear word you can think of. Ooh. And put it underneath the windscreen wipers.
Wow. We all in our minds then were like, oh, what's the strongest swear word?
Kathleen, do you ever get looks from people when you park in a disabled bay?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've actually, not in written form, but been on the receiving end of that. So people assuming that I'm not disabled and coming up to me and saying, why are you parking there? Yeah. Even though I have got a blue badge.
Yeah. Do you pull your legs off?
No, but...
Do you find that flattering?
No. It makes me upset that they feel that I should have to prove that I am disabled to them.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to show my legs off. And one of my friends, actually, who's also an amputee, said that that is the reason that he wears prosthetics with just the metal pole out, because then there is no question that he is disabled, because he had it a lot where people were coming up and saying, why are you parking there? You're not disabled.
Really? He chose that leg formation?
Yeah.
Purely because he got upset about blue badge protesters?
He got upset about people saying to him, why are you parking there? And so he said, it's all questions are out of the way. They know then that I'm an amputee, because he always wears shorts as well. But he does like to show off his prosthetics. He likes people to come up and talk to him about it.
They are cool. I mean, I have to say that I, it's true, that I sometimes, if I feel like somebody's watching me when I park in a specific bay,
a bit of a limp.
I do my bad pain walk.
I don't. I stride out. If I'm on good form, I stride out.
Well, it depends how you feel, doesn't it? If you feel like you can face up to the people, then yeah. I will, and I feel really, you know, defiant, then I'm like, no, you know, screw you. Come and ask me if you want to, and I'll tell you exactly what it is. And then other days I just think, oh, I can't be bothered to, like, have this argument, so...
But then also, that's you assuming that they will be thinking,
yeah, exactly,
she's not disabled. So that's a vicious circle you're getting into there.
Yep, yep.
What do you think about blind people who have blue parking badges, Lee?
I find it really difficult to imagine why, as a blind person, if that is your only disability, why you need a blue badge.
Do either of you have them?
No.
No.
What about if you're going to the shops with somebody?
But why can't you walk with somebody? I mean, I know it's frustrating for people to drive round and round and look for parking spaces, but I'm not sure that being visually impaired means that I should be entitled to for somebody else to park quickly.
If you're somewhere that you don't know, it could be more difficult to navigate.
Yeah, but if you're driving with someone, they're sighted anyway.
I guess it's if you are dropped somewhere and it's quite a long way from a shop at the other side of a car park or something, it would be handier if you're visually impaired to be able to find the front of the shop quite quickly, near in a parking bay near the front, something
like
that.
That's just one instance. You know, it seems to me, you know, an expensive thing to have.
That's the thing, because if you have the blue badge, then you just have the possibility to use it if you need it in the future. Because you have to be in the car if that blue badge is being used, don't you? Mm. So if it's handy to have it, I would say.
I don't know. I just sort of think I'm blind, but my legs are okay.
Yeah.
So really, I should leave it for people who, you know, whose legs aren't okay. You really need it.
That's it for this podcast. If you want to get in touch with us, email ouch@bbc.co.uk. I'm on Twitter @DamonRose.
I'm Katie Kate Tweets.
I'm @Cat_B_Hawkins.
And I'm @LeekLEEK005.
And we'll be back next week. And we didn't even talk about Scroobius Pip and how good a guest he was in the show, did we?
Oh, he was amazing. Yeah. Love him.
Right, we're off. Bye.
Bye.